Harvest and Harper Audio present Shut Up and Run, How to Get Up, Lace Up, and Sweat with Swagger by Ramin Arson. This is the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains training plans, playlists, and more. The information in this book has been carefully researched, and all efforts have been made to ensure accuracy. The author and the publisher assume no responsibility for any injuries suffered or damages or losses incurred during or as a result of following the exercise program in this book. All of the procedures, poses, and postures should be carefully studied and clearly understood before attempting them at home. Always consult your physician or qualified medical professional before beginning this or any exercise program. The material on linked sites referenced in this book is the author's own. HarperCollins disclaims all liability that may result from the use of the material contained at those sites. All such material is supplemental and not part of the book. The author reserves the right to close the website in her sole discretion at any time. Dedicated to my mom, to the rebel, to the square peg in the round hole. This book is also for you, dear listener, and to everyone wearing an invisible crown. Forward. Hey, girl, is what I thought when I picked up the first version of Shut Up and Run, published in 2016, so I could write this new forward. Revisiting the first edition was like chatting with an old friend, both familiar and distant. The girl who wrote those initial pages lives within me. But I've lived even more, honey. This body hasn't just run ultramarathons. It's now housed and birthed two babies, Athena and Atlas. It's walked down the aisle at Burning Man to build a life that I love with my soul partner, Drew. It's committed to heavy barbell work weekly, which armors my body from injury and allows me to play the infinite movement game. Running remains a constant in my life, but my relationship with it has changed. It occupies space in the toolkit alongside others: journaling, vision boarding, cycling, sleep hygiene, vegan eating, kitchen dance parties, and yes, I still love Taylor Swift and Beyonce. Running 20 years ago helped me heal from trauma. Now the run is my escape hatch. It's the safety valve that allows me to release steam, anxiety, feelings of lack, and anger before they metastasize in my body. Running metabolizes life's bullshit. Running affords me patience to raise two kids and confidence to use the word no to protect my yes. There's no room for mediocre yeses. It's either a hell yes or a no thank you. Running is still my hell yes. Movement is medicine. I still run to heal. My first run after birthing Athena was horrible. I laced up to jog along the West Side Highway with visions of Allison Felix or Kara Goucher in my head. Effortless, strong, and goddess-like. Instead, the run felt so hard. I felt like a fraud. I was standing along the water, sobbing, when Good Job by Alicia Keys came on. And I started to tell myself a new story in that moment. I was chasing an old story in this new body. I let go of the paces and the distances and the perfectionism. I used the run as a building block back to myself in that postpartum period and every run since. I ran my 27th marathon in New York City with Athena cheering on at 9 months old. It's possible to outrun the shackles of doubt. We rewrite ourselves repeatedly. The richness of each phase is carried with us, held in the salt of our sweat and our tears. I often hold the prior version of myself as a muse of what's to come. A body in motion, a runner's journey, is a daily reinvention story. The details of each chapter may differ, but the framework remains the same. Have the courage to start and the discipline to focus. Have patience, knowing that progress can be invisible. Stubbornly and consistently show up anyway. Starting something is exciting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?